From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music. I'm Beth Ruyak. You're listening to Leonard Bernstein's classic song, Something's Coming, from West Side Story. It's performed by pianist Laura Downs. Later this year, on August 25th, Bernstein would have celebrated his centennial birthday. He died in 1990 when he was 74 years old. Laura is now touring with music from her new album titled For Lenny, and she joined me in our studio recently at the keyboard to play music and reflect on Leonard Bernstein.
I think I look to him as a guide along my path as a musician, as an American musician particularly. You know, he was someone who gave his all in every situation. He tried so many things. He did so many things, and he did them big, you know? And I think that he struggled, as all artists do, as I do. It's a complicated and a demanding life, and I think that his commitment to taking this music that he loved so much, to giving it to as many people as he could, and to really digging down into what was essential about it, what could help and heal and unite his listeners across the board, that's something that's very inspirational to me. I think that, you know, when I'm sitting at my piano here in Sacramento, or when I'm getting on another early morning flight, when I'm uncomfortable or it seems effortful, when I remember why I do this, you know, all of the good that it can do, all of the beauty that it can bring, he's connected with that every time.
It would seem natural that you would create an album to honor him at this time because of the 100th birthday. Is this project more than that?
It is. I mean, it's a birthday present for him and for all of us. As someone who's been so inspired by him, who loves his music so much, of course, it's kind of a perfect opportunity to celebrate that. But I think it's more a reflection about what he did during his lifetime and what his legacy has accomplished after he's been gone, and the ways in which that is essential today. He changed his time. He was formed by his time, but he changed his time. And I think that his music continues to have real and essential impacts on the way that we experience our culture. And I think that there's a whole new generation, you know, who can be helped and taught through that example.
Would you begin with Story of My Life and share a little bit of that private side of Leonard Bernstein? Mm-hmm. Laura Downs, this song is Story of My Life by Leonard Bernstein. That one is not so well known, is it? What's the story of that song?
That is a song that was written for the show Wonderful Town and then cut from the show.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah,
it's
cut. Okay. It's been just such an exciting discovery. You know, he wrote such amazing music and he wrote so much music, and yet there are these treasures to be found. Songs that never showed up, you know, anywhere, and they're just exquisite.
So he dedicated a lot of his music to his three children, Alexander, Jamie, and Nina, also to his wife, Felicia. But you've become very close friends with his son, Alexander. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the journey of giving out or sending out this music has also been in collaboration with Alexander.
Yeah, we've been working together. We were just here at the Mondavi Center a couple of weeks ago. We've been touring and doing performances where we share the music from this project and, you know, all of his beautiful stories about his dad. And I think, you know, that was what drew me in. I think this private side of such a very public person. That's why I've been drawn to these more intimate pieces of music and, you know, kind of what motivated me to make this album. So working with Alex, getting to know him and Jamie and Nina, and, you know, understanding more about who their father was as an intensely private person, as a person who was so committed to family and friendship. And I think, you know, that was kind of the sustenance, that was the source of the creativity that he was then able to take out into the world. So it feels like really a privilege to have that connection and that insight.
How's Leonard Bernstein different then from that imaginary great legend that you've had over your shoulder or side by side with you on the piano bench? I guess you're seeing his humanity, his realness.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that those two things are in conflict. I think that his humanity and his realness were at the heart of everything that he was publicly. You know, if you watch the young people's concerts, even the music, I think that, you know, when you listen to West Side Story, I experience within that, you know, a real authenticity. Yes, it's, you know, it's larger than life and it's big and bold, but it's very authentic. I think he was driven more than anything by his curiosity, and everything that he did was very genuine and very heartfelt. The risks that he took and the rules that he broke musically, the things that he tried that were so far ahead of his time, I think that those were absolutely driven by, you know, just this burning curiosity to reach out into other genres, into other areas, to pull things together, to experiment, to, you know, break new ground. That's a very motivating thing for me. So I think that these two things coexist really beautifully. You know, this private person who was, if you ask Alex what was the most important part of his dad, he'll talk there too about his dad as a teacher. You know, there was no such thing as a dinner conversation that didn't turn into a lecture, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was just always trying to teach and learn and grow and give. And I think you find that both within these smaller, more intimate pieces on this record. Watch the movie West Side Story. It's there, too.
You're listening to classical pianist Laura Downs. She's sitting at a keyboard in our studio, and we're talking about her new album, For Lenny, which is a tribute to the music and to the legacy of Leonard Bernstein. Let's talk about a track on the album titled Big Stuff. And this takes us back to a conversation you and I have had before, because Billie Holiday was the focus of one of your earlier albums. And Big Stuff is a song that Leonard Bernstein wrote for Billie Holiday in 1946.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wrote this as the opening number of his ballet Fancy Free. And the funny thing is that when he, at the time, he was, you know, a young guy. And it was, I guess, his, you know, his first big show. But he was not moving in the same circles as Billie Holiday, who was already a superstar. So he wrote this with her in mind. He admired her so much as a musician, but he didn't have the, you know, the chutzpah or the means, I guess, to get in touch with her directly. So his sister Shirley sang this in the first performances of the show. Then, you know, the song did get into her hands and she fell in love with it and recorded it, I think, six times. Mm. But for me, you know, because you know the relationship that I have with Billie Holiday and how much she has meant to me as a musician, and now Bernstein too, and just this kind of brings them, you know, both into the same room over my shoulder, and it feels like everything is coming together.
Thank you.
So beautiful. That's Lara Downs. She's in our studio at the keyboard sharing music from her new album, For Lenny. The anniversaries. All these groups of special songs that he composed for special, important people in his life. Have the anniversaries been a part of your repertoire, your playing for many, many years since your training, I guess, in Europe?
No, I came to them a bit later, and I just, you know, when I discovered them, I was really fascinated, you know, to learn everything I could learn through them. You know, they offer really interesting insights into his relationships. For example, you know, there's an anniversary he wrote for Aaron Copland, who is his dear friend and collaborator, and it's almost like a portrait of Copland, and that reaches out in all different directions. And so you kind of just experience all these different relationships through music.
Is any one your favorite?
Depends on the moment. They're also beautiful, and they show such different sides, so I don't know that I have a favorite. I love the anniversary for Stephen Sondheim. It's so beautiful and lyrical, and I think, you know, it's just this very affectionate tribute to the kind of lyricism that he was able to find as a composer when he was working with Sondheim.
Lara, let's finish with a bit about one other track on the album, a song called Some Other Time, which seems appropriate for the ending of a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And the ending of an album, you know, and it's the final track on the album. And I think it's a really beautiful way to put this project to bed. This is one of my favorite songs that Bernstein wrote or that anybody has ever written. It's just a gorgeous, you know, nostalgic tune. It's from the show On the Town.
That was Some Other Time by Leonard Bernstein, performed by Lara Downs. She will be in concert, by the way, at the Mondavi Center in Davis on April 29th. Her new album is titled For Lenny. And if you want to hear more about her Billie Holiday album, we've posted a link at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.